Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text is taken from the reading for today, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. Again, the Apostle Paul writes, "But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have begun the last week of the fall quarter. For most of us, this 10th week is extremely busy with much pressure. All of us have had in the past and will have in the future times of enormous workloads and or much pressure for various reasons. During these times, we are particularly vulnerable to the assaults of our own sinful nature, the flesh, assaults from Satan and from the unbelieving world. In the reading for today from 1 Thessalonians, Paul directs the Thessalonian Christians and all believers as to how we are to live in view of Christ's second coming on Judgment Day. His instruction applies to us throughout our earthly lives, and especially during those times when we are loaded down with work and when we are experiencing pressure for whatever reason. Focusing on verse 8 of the reading, the Apostle Paul tells us to put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. Put on the breastplate and the helmet. A Roman soldier's breastplate and helmet protected vital parts of his body, specifically his heart and his head or his brain. So this armor that Paul writes about is crucial for our protection. This spiritual armor comes from God through His Word. He is the maker of this equipment, of this breastplate and helmet, and that's why this armor works. That's why this armor can withstand the assaults of our flesh, Satan, and the world. We both wear such armor already, and we are continually donning it. God placed the breastplate and helmet on us when He brought us to faith, and He enables us to keep on putting on this spiritual equipment as He preserves us in the faith through His Word and sacrament. So Paul directs us, put on the breastplate of faith and love. In ancient times, the breastplate, again, protected the heart. The breastplate, Paul mentions, protects our heart. That is, our emotions and feelings. In times of pressure from work, pressure from deadlines, pressure for whatever reason, our sinful nature wants to pierce our heart with arrows. The flesh shoots toward our heart the arrows of fear, worry, discouragement, as well as of anger. This is anger that we have to go through such difficult times. And anger at other people, which comes from our being burdened with pressure. We tend to have a shorter fuse and thus lash out at them for no justifiable reason. What comes from the flesh is bad. When the flesh influences our heart, our feelings, our emotions, that is wrong. The anger just described, when we lash out at others, is sinful anger. Worry is lack of trust in God. Thank God. He has given to each one of us a breastplate of faith and love. Faith is knowing the one true God with corresponding love. The greatest fruit of faith is our love for other people. Faith and love go together. The breastplate of faith and love keeps fear from workloads, fear from pressure out of our hearts. Knowing and loving Christ and the Father and the Spirit through the gospel, we see God's tremendous love for us. We believe that the God who has delivered us from our greatest need, the need of salvation from sin and hell, will help us in all our other needs. He who sent his Son to live for us, die for us, and rise from the dead for us, will not abandon us. We are his dear children. God is with us, an ever-present help in trouble. Scripture reveals, and our faith grasps, the truth that God never fails, but that he can help us and deliver us always, grant us physical, emotional, and spiritual deliverance. Wearing the breastplate of faith and love, we are mindful of the fact that Jesus has saved us not only from the guilt of sin, but also from being ruled by sin. He empowers us for godly living. Thus, the breastplate of faith and love keeps out worry from our hearts. We know that as God's dear children, we can take anything to our loving Father in prayer in Jesus' name, and he will grant us the best answer. We can leave our burdens with the Lord. Through faith in Jesus, we have blessed peace, peace which comes from God alone. The breastplate keeps out discouragement. Those who believe in and love God have his promise that in all things he is working for their good, and that nothing can separate them from his love. We will go through difficult days during our earthly sojourn, but with Christ we will emerge as more than conquerors. We can rejoice in the Lord always. The breastplate of faith and love also keeps from our hearts sinful anger. Loving God, trusting in him, we understand that he is leading us as our good shepherd. We will not resent times of pressure, recognizing that God is allowing us to experience these according to his good and perfect governing of the universe. Further, having fervent love for other people will prevent us from lashing out at them, even during times of pressure, during trying days. As Paul writes, love suffers long and is kind, does not behave rudely, is not provoked, bears all things. Love leads us to act in the right manner. Paul's words in our text speak to us who experience pressure. We hear then and follow his directive. Let us put on the breastplate of faith and love. Paul also tells us to put on the helmet, that is, the helmet of the hope of salvation. There is not much difference in meaning between the word faith and the phrase hope of salvation. The particular emphasis of the phrase is on our looking forward to when we will enter the splendor of heaven, to our looking forward to the last day, judgment day. On that day, our bodies will be raised, perfected, and glorified, joined once again to our spirits, and we will live forever with the Lord, body and spirit, in the new creation. As a helmet guarded the head of a Roman soldier from blows and penetrating wounds, so the spiritual helmet Paul describes guards our head, that is, our mind, our intellect. The enemy Satan and the unbelieving world seek through ungodly pressure to penetrate our minds with false doctrine, which results in wrong practice. This is not a great danger for you students now when you are studying for tests and finishing up papers, when you are making sure that your doctrine is straight and that you can give the right answers. But later in your ministries, there will be situations in which Satan and the world will try to pressure you into accepting what is a departure from the pure teaching of God's Word, Holy Scripture. Wearing as a helmet the hope of salvation, we are protected from the attempts of Satan and the world to penetrate our minds. We remember that salvation comes from Christ, who overcame both the world and Satan. What has revealed to us Christ and the way of salvation? Scripture, brought to faith and preserved in faith through Holy Scripture, we are led to believe that all of God's Word is true. We, as a result, hold unswervingly to that Word. Therefore, when we wear as a helmet the hope of salvation. The lies and deceptions which Satan and the world will hurl at us will bounce off our heads without doing any injury. Paul's advice to us is, of course, a portion of God's word. We therefore hear and follow his directive when he tells us, let us put on as a helmet the hope of salvation. Today after chapel, we will honor two men whose teaching ministry on this campus will come to an end after the fall quarter. John Seleska and Melvin Ziltz. Both are great examples of those who have continually put on and have been wearing continually the breastplate and the helmet. These men are spiritual leaders whose conduct and spiritual acumen, whose theological insights have been a blessing and encouragement to all of us. I thank God for their ministry and salute them as brothers and captains in the faith who have so nobly and valiantly served under the great captain, Jesus Christ, our Savior. The heart and the head, having both protected, is of crucial importance. Having both worked together in a God-pleasing manner, what a powerful combination. God grant that we may ever be putting on both the breastplate and the helmet, the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.